living present, the only place that any of us has ever been, but the one we often are, because of our daydreaming, we often don't recognize, appreciate its wonder, its mysteries, its aliveness, and its peace. And because of that lack of recognition, the tendency to look for relief elsewhere, be caught in a state of waiting, hoping, craving, obsessing about how things turn out instead of how things actually are. And not the idea of how things are, but actually what you're experiencing in this moment. So what an opportunity to marinate in immediacy, marinate in silence. And I was thinking of a poem from those of you who know me, I love the Sufi poet Hafez, and one of them that I thought of today was his simple poem called Stop Being So Religious. And I wrote a second verse myself. I'll just share his verse, though. First, he said, what do people who are sad have in common? It seems that they have all built a shrine to the past and often go there to do a strange wail and worship. What is the beginning of happiness? It's to stop being so religious like that. And I wrote verse 2. What do people who are anxious and worried have in common? It seems they have all built a shrine to the imagined future and often go there to do a strange wail and worry. What's the beginning of happiness? It's to stop being so religious like that. So I want to invite you today to really drop in, to cook, to forget the past, forget the future. I think the same poet says, I would worship someone who could do that. Of course, we will be visited by thoughts of the future, thoughts of the past. But if we recognize them as just part of the display of the present moment, part of the stream of our consciousness, we realize that we don't leave here. If, of course, you become hypnotized by or lost in thoughts of the past, the future, at whatever point you wake up, recognize that you've already arrived at the vital point of our practice, which is always arrived at in real time. And so celebrate, even if you've wandered a long time confused. So we will continue to use the, in keeping with the Buddha's recommendation, that we find relief within this fathom-long body. As I was sharing yesterday afternoon, within this fathom-long body with its senses and perceptions lies the world, lies the cause of the world, lies the end of the world, lies the path leading to the end of the world. So you do not need to lift out of this living present and your immediate sense experience to find the relief that you're looking for. So don't look for anything but this. So if at any point you forget why you're here, what you're doing, just ask yourself, is there awareness right now? And you could even say, is there awareness right now of being embodied? And if you, at that moment that you realize that yes, you are, if you've asked the question, say, what am I aware of right now? And then keep attuning today to the attitude of mind that will determine whether or not you are suffering. Recognize whether you're in contention with reality, if you're resisting what's present, if you're trying to make something happen, if you're making a case for the prosecution against yourself or another. Just recognize that as part of the flow of your awareness. But most importantly, am I aware and what am I aware of at the point that you become confused? Hopefully the anchors that the instructions provide will keep you current. So today we'll continue to let our body be our primary refuge, or really our primary refuge being the fact that we are aware, and remembering that that awareness is uncaused. It's natural to us. If I ask you to stop being aware, you recognize it as closer than your breath. But we want to apply that element of awareness called mindfulness, that clear knowing of what it is that's happening, and comprehending that experience. And so we'll start again with finding a posture that we can remain relatively still, a gentle stillness, remembering that any kind of forced stillness will just cause tension. And as I mentioned yesterday morning or the night before, I find it most useful to find that place of balance and ease and relaxation to shift from side to side or front to back till I find a center point. And then I let go completely, let myself be as is. Let myself melt into the support of the earth. Like a block of ice or butter left out in the sun. Just letting the idea of my body fade away into the field of sensation, like points of feeling, tingling, vibrating, aliveness, steadiness, stillness. And let that feeling of the sensations fill my awareness. Let my awareness fill that field of sensations. And naturally, I'll be drawn to the body's experience of its own breathing process. Sensing how the whole body breathes according to its needs. Sometimes the needs are for short breath, long breaths. Depending on mental state, sometimes the breaths are rough or smooth, deep or shallow. But as much as possible, we don't interfere with any notion of how a breath should be. Don't get ego involved. We just let the body breathe and meet it with that, in some ways, impersonal knowing, noticing. And some will feel the sense of the whole body throbbing or expanding and contracting. Others will feel the more isolated sense of the chest or the belly rising and falling with each breath. Others, just the passing of the air, creating sensations at the nostrils or upper lip, temperature change. Feeling the effect of the breath on the body, wherever it calls your attention. and just stick with that. Spread out all around it. Sustaining this intimate experience with the physical body. Breath by breath. And when sounds call the attention, move to the foreground of awareness and the breath recedes to the background, graciously receive and acknowledge that the process of hearing is occurring. Noticing the fading of the sound. And when it's no longer predominant, settling back into the body awareness, breath awareness. When other sensations call the attention, isolated sensations of aching or burning or stabbing or tingling, vibrating, pulsing, cool, warm, hot, stabbing, itching. We let the breath recede and just rest our attention in the foreground of that predominant sensation. Notice how it changes, gets stronger, fades, morphs. And when the sensation is no longer as compelling or as faded away, we settle back again into the body awareness of the breath. Today will also include different states of the heart, states of mind, knowing when there's desire in the mind, knowing when there's aversion or resistance, knowing when there's restlessness, doubt, dullness. Knowing when there's other moods, happiness, sadness, emotions of joy or fear or anger, whenever any of these experiences become stronger than the simple experience of body breathing, we let the breath recede and graciously receive the mood of the moment, the mental state, emotion. And often the different mental states come with little narratives or stories, but we expand beyond the story to feel the effect of the state in our body. What does sad feel like? What does fear feel like? What does anger feel like? What does grief feel like? We learn to be emotionally articulate, able to feel feelings, not just think about them. So there's usually a physical corollary, and sometimes not so obvious. However it is that you feel the state of the heart or mind, we feel it and notice what happens to it after completely accepting it. We notice how it behaves, and we recognize that whatever state of mind that's present is a changing condition. It's like the inner weather. And it's processed no different than the outer weather. And as we know, notice its nature to come and go by itself, we recognize its selflessness. It is not me, it is not mine. Anger comes and anger goes. Anger is angry. There's no one who is angry. sad is sad. Of course, when these moods fade away, become less compelling, we settle back again to the simple reality of the living present, senses wide open. Supported by the breath or the simple fact of being aware, just this moment. Nothing to do about what's presenting itself, nothing to undo. Everything arises and passes by itself in this great openness of our natural mind, natural awareness. Just this moment. when you hear the sound of the gong, simply be aware of hearing. And after the sound fades away and you're ready to open your eyes, be aware of the opening of your eyes. Be aware of seeing. And then be aware of any other movements that you make. So there's no difference between the formal and informal, or formal or in-between periods. Continuity of noticing. Relaxed, interested attention.